Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
On Dunkin' Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Hello and welcome to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. Started off there with some Cindy Lee, an alternate version of the song What I Need, which was on, I forget the name of that album, a couple years ago. Not Malincost, before that. Anyways, great song, one of my favorite songs by Cindy Lee. And that is on a new cassette of B-sides and rarities and other things called Model Express that just came out. So, wanted to play that version of a song that's one of my favorite songs. On today's show, some new lithics. some new jock tiers, and preview of a very jam-packed weekend and a couple of weeks ahead of us. I'm going to be missing next week's show again. I was away last week. I'm away next week. So I'm covering 2 weeks of things that are happening. So I've got a bunch of stuff to preview for that. Going to start off with some topical songs. It is incredibly hot and smoky here on the West Coast. And so I've got a couple of songs that I was reminded of because of that. First up, we're going to hear some Chicona Youth. From their Whitey album, this is the song Burning Up. Here we go. Burning Up.
Burning up, baby. Got me burning up, baby. Don't have fear. CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine present
The Victory Square Block Party 2018.
We're back with our annual free all-day party to bring summer to a close. Happening on Sunday, September 2nd from 1 to 9 p.m. in Victory Square Park at the corner of Canby and Hastings. With performances by La Casquivana, Princess Apparently, Sorry Edith, Future Star, Mama Rude Gal, Club Sofa, Yep, and Devours. Plus an ice cream truck on site and a raffle for kick butt local prizes.
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Existential Festival, Current Symposium, Audio Pile, and An Evening in Damascus.
All right, that was Portland's Lithics from their brand new album titled Mating Surfaces. That was the song Still Forms. Send that out to my pal Nelly, who's a Lithics fan and who's leaving town pretty soon. So shout out to you, Nelly. Before that, we heard Elevator to Hell from their album Parts 1 to 3, Avoid the Outside. Just today, I finally got a scratchy throat after biking a lot and doing all sorts of things outside, which is sort of ill-advised in this smoky weather. But it's like, I'm fine. I'm just going to ride it out. And today it's like my throat feels all scratchy and bad. And damn it. It got me too. Avoid the outside. And at the top, we heard Ciccone Youth, Sonic Youth's very brief Madonna cover band. That was from the Whitey album, and that was the song Burning Up, a cover of one of Madonna's early singles. All right, going to keep it on the kind of the not skronky, what would you call it, the screechy, not screechy, I don't know, whatever Lithics was doing. We're going to keep that mood going a little bit with some Rod and Column. Rod and Column are from Toronto, recently performed at Sappy Fest, and feature members of Tough Age and a couple of other very good Toronto bands. So we're going to hear a song from their new EP, 1-800-ROTTENCOLMUN, and this is the song Trying. Wait for it. This is the song Trying. There we go.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Jock Tears. New material from Jock Tears. They are going to be performing at Rocket from Russia Festival, whatever it's called. Rocket from Russia, the long-time CITR Russian punk show. It's a radio show featuring Russian Tim, legend of the punk scene. He's putting on a three-day festival at the Astoria, and it kicks off tonight with Sightlines at 7:30. So if you are a punk fan, make sure to get down to the Astoria. If not tonight, then tomorrow or the next day. But Tim has put a lot of work into this, and it looks like it'll be a grand old time. So Jock Tears are playing tonight. Alimony, I'm also a big fan of Alimony. They're playing tonight, and lots of other great bands over the next few days. So check that out. Before that, we heard Masculinity Crisis. They're from Seattle. That was from their new record, Spit on Me, and that was the song Fast. They're going to be playing tonight at the Black Lab. It is a very busy night out there. I'm going to mention a lot of shows happening tonight. It's just one of those days. So they're playing at the Black Lab along with along with Kiss Painting, Lie, and Chain Whip. So that's from 8 to 11 tonight at Black Lab. Let's play some Alimony. They, as I mentioned, are playing tonight as part of the Rocket from Russia Fest. This is from their cassette from last year. It's really good. And this is the song TGIF. TGIT, right? Yeah. Party on a Thursday. All right, so that was Nanaimo's Fine from their brand new record. That was the song Don't Be Dead. Very good advice. Before that, we heard Undead by the band Kiss Painting, who are playing at the Black Lab tonight as part of that show with Masculinity Crisis. That was from their 2014 record, Crowded with Fluorescent Hum. And before that, we heard Alimony with their song TGIF. Human Music are going to be in our fair city pretty soon. They're playing a couple of shows, one which is going to be bonkers. It's at Avant Garden, which can take maybe 15 or 20 people in the crowd, and maybe a bit more than that. But that's playing with my wife, Human Music, and Adrian Teacher and the Subs. And they're going to be back into town. That's on August 22nd. And then on August 25th, playing along with Mr. Merlot and Birdo. So they've certainly tapped into the best of the local scene. That second show is going to be at Black Lab. So let's listen to one of their songs, also a topical song, Ice Cream Man. It's from their self-titled record from last fall. This is Human Music.
Lilac.
All right, that was Psy from their demos. That was the song Hatch. Really nice song. And if you like Psy, I've got some very good news for you. They're playing nearly every day for the next 2 weeks. Not quite. But they're going to be playing tonight at the Avant Garden, which is Gore and Pender or so, along with Seattle's Ings, who we're going to hear in just a moment, and Tender Time. And then they're playing tomorrow night as well with Olivia's World, Supermoon, and a band called Tool that, I mean, is obviously not that Tool, but features band members from the band Hoop, whom I really like, and Chastity Belt. Sounds like it's very good, but there's nothing online about them that I've been able to see. So anyways, at Redgate tomorrow, that looks really fun. Then they're playing Week Monday with Preening and Necking and Champion Lawnmower, which that is also a great bill. And then Andy Resto, former music director here, and his band Ashuda have brought together a big party the last weekend, Labor Day weekend. And so they're playing along with Psy is playing that along with Chris Horrific and my wife as well. So that will be a great night. Speaking of my wife, they are playing with Human Music, as I mentioned before. That's a week Wednesday next week. And they're also playing Thunderbird Radio Hell tonight. So tune in tonight, 9 to 11. My wife will be the special guest along with Ben Lai. I think maybe you could get some advice if you tweet in or call in a question. I think that might be a part of the festivities. So tune in tonight for that very special set. All right. As I mentioned, Ings, they're from Seattle and they're playing the Avant Garden tonight. Let's give a listen. This is from the Afterthought EP. This is the song Pick Yourself Up.
Pull it all together, no one can relate. Thank you.
Wow, this show's really been all over the place. That was Alex Zhang Hungtai, formerly Dirty Beaches, or used to record under the name Dirty Beaches, now using his own name. That was from his new album, Divine Weight. That was the song Pierrot. And there's a pretty cute, cool music video for that where he's dressed up, I presume, with his son. They're both wearing the same thing, kind of hanging out in one of those cool water reservoirs in L.A. that car chases happen in. Good stuff. Before that, we heard Ty Segall, his new collaboration with White Fence. That was from a new album, Joy, and that was the song Good Boy. I presume it's about dogs. In the press photos, they're all holding dogs. And who else would be a good boy than a really nice dog? Ty Segall and White Fence are going to be coming to town in October, so look out for that. Before that, we heard Leon Patrice from his new album, Virtual Reality. That was a song, On a Warm Sunny, recorded with a whole bunch of Bleeding Hearts / Rollmock brass people. So nice to hear Michelle, Rich, and Aaron back at it. Before that, we heard Ings from the EP Afterthought. This was the song. That was the song. Pick yourself up. Okay, I got through it. Thanks so much for listening. I'm going to be away next week, camping again, and I will make my return after that to promote Victory Square Block Party and all the other cool stuff happening Labor Day weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to close out with a Swedish artist named Bella Boo. She has a new record coming out called Fire. And this is a song that's very, I kind of want to know the answer to this. Is it rude to wear my shades? As a prescription sunglass wearer, I always struggle. I put away my regular glasses, I go into the library, go into a coffee shop. What do I do? Do I take off my glasses and don't see anything and just, you know, act like that's right? Or do I just keep my shades on looking like an aloof jerk? I don't know. Is it rude to wear my shades? Maybe Bella Boo. Maybe I should have listened to the song before playing it. Here we go. I've listened to it. Here is Bella Boo. Thanks so much for listening and see you in a couple weeks. Bye. Thank you.
I'm Shelby from Dumb. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.